That's a good point. But the reason I made it the LSB is because management already is committed to that particular number, already has made proposals. It's the LSB that's rejected it. So
Well, here's what I'd say, Lonnie. I mean, the LSB has an obligation to act, to review and approve a budget in the bylaws. Inaction can't prevent a budget from moving forward. The station needs to operate under some kind of a spending plan. I mean, we just need to be clear that if the LSB doesn't bring us something acceptable in a timely fashion, the spending plan's going to go forward with approval at the national level that makes these cuts.
What I'm hearing, would you have an amendment? What I'm hearing you say is that what if the LSB doesn't act in a timely way? That it would then become a PNB action item?
I think you need to have a parallel budget ready to go to the PNB if there's no action at the next LSB meeting.
I think that the BAI should submit that we should be looking at these two budgets, the one that the IGM submitted that appears to achieve some savings and appears to be able to have you meet payroll in December, and versus a budget that I guess, I don't know, who created the budget from the LSB? Was that just, did someone on the LSB put this budget together and just reject the budget that Indra and that the IGM pulled together, or what are we working with here?
Basically, there were amendments made to their budget. I mean, the budget was, there was a budget presented. The IGM made suggestions, additional suggestions to bring the budget into balance. Some of the additional suggestions were adopted by the LSB, and some of them weren't. So it never actually got into the numbers, but we had a number that was a deficit, and then the IGM came back with additional suggestions that, like I said, a group of suggestions, some of which passed and some of which didn't. So we are working with management's budget, but just as some of the additions to the budget, the last round of additions, some were accepted and some weren't.
Okay, so let me, because I'm like with Brian, where you know that manager presents the budget, the LSB looks at it, reviews it. The LSB is not creating a budget. The LSB may reject management's budget. So if the LSB rejects management's budget and this budget is a sustainable budget, then management needs to put forth this budget, go ahead.
Yeah. The secretary is working on the motion before us. Mr. Hicks spoke faster than I could get it all, but I think I got it all except the discussion regarding the recovery plan that went on for a while afterwards. And I've adapted the discussion to that in a way that may answer the question about management versus LSB on the budget. So here's what I have.
Yeah, that's critical. Thank you.
The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBAI Local Station Board regarding its FY08 budget. The committee finds that the financial situation at WBAI is critical and recommends that the WBAI Local Station Board review its budget with station management and identify $150,000 of additional savings in a revised budget by September 15, 2007. The committee further finds that the finances of WBAI are such that the station must develop a recovery plan for submission to the Pacifica National Board in September.
A recovery plan targets?
A plan including targets or just targets?
Yes, targets. They won't have the full plan.
Okay,
but
must develop recovery plan targets for submission to the Pacifica National Board in September.
Point of information, Brian?
Sure, Brian, go ahead.
Is this asking them to find savings from the budget that's currently showing a $90,000 deficit? In other words, would it show a net surplus of only $60,000?
Well, can I answer that question?
Well, I'm asking about Lonnie's intent with the motion.
But I just have a bit of information that you'll need in order to
sure.
Right now the budget as approved by the LSB it wasn't 98, it was a $76,000. deficit. So that's basically the number that you're working with is $76,448.
So Lonnie, is your intent to produce a budget that has a surplus of only about $74,000?
know, my intent would be producing a budget of approximately $125,000, which would be half a month.
Okay, so we need to make that explicit in the motion then. So Terry, it should go from being savings to net surplus before depreciation of $125,000. Savings that would achieve a net surplus before depreciation of $125,000.
Okay.
Okay, Terry, could you read it again? If you have time.
I need to talk to Brian. Identify savings that would achieve a net surplus
of $125,000.
Of $125,000 for the year?
FY08.
Okay. I'd say it, I guess, additional.
Okay,
The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBAI Local Station Board regarding its FY08 budget. The committee finds that the financial situation at WBAI is critical and recommends that the WBAI Local Station Board review its budget with station management and identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $135,000 for the year in a revised budget by September 15, 2007.
Correction, it would be 125. I thought I heard 35.
Okay, you did. I'm correcting it. And the committee further finds that the finances of WBAI are such the station must develop a recovery plan targets for submission to the Pacifica National Board in September.
This is Lavarne. I think we need to assign responsibility for this. I mean, I think it's not the station, but it's the IGM, and that the budget that's submitted has to be from the IGM. If the BAI LSB does not approve the budget, then, you know, we just have to look at the next step in terms of what our bylaws require. But if the IGM is submitting a budget that produces this and the LSB says that they're not going to do it, then, you know, we just have to look at the next step in the bylaws, because again, you know, the point as Brian made is correct. It's not the station. It's the management, which is now the IGM and the business manager, who are the ones who submit the budget, and then the LSB, approves the budget. But the LSB should not be submitting a budget.
That's a good point. However,
from a finance committee, I don't see that anywhere in our bylaws or in terms of.
Yeah, I agree, Madam Chair. I agree.
Thank you. So can we, Terry? Can we somehow word this in our in Lina's motion, since he agrees to the language?
Oh, well, I was hoping you'd do that for me. Let me see.
Well,
what
you know, if you send it to me, I will.
The second.
If you send what you have to me.
Yeah.
I will.
I would change it to we recommend management present the BAI local station board with a budget that meets that target before its next meeting. And that if the local station board fails to approve a budget meeting that target at its next meeting, that management budget comes straight to the committee.
Rory, could you weigh in on this?
I like where Brian's going.
Rudy.
Yeah. What'd you say, Lonnie?
Okay, what would be your view on this one, this management?
That's the wording. I mean, obviously, it does keep the LSB in the process because the LSB has to approve, you know, the budget. But at the same time, I guess ultimate responsibility resides with the PNB so that they can. I mean, everybody's clear that they can put together their own budget. So. That's that's basically where we are at this point. So I think that sounds like the process as I understand it.
That the PNB, if the LSB fails to act, can act in the place of the local LSB on the budget. We did this 1 year, 2 years ago, didn't we do this?
It wasn't new. I don't recall we were going through this. We went through a recovery plan, but we weren't.
Yeah.
And you know, and this is like Monday morning quarterbacking. But we were not. We did not have the controls in place to make sure that the recovery plan, that we were doing the monthly analysis, that we were doing the recovery to make sure that these things do not happen, and that we really have to our responsibility in the Finance Committee, we really do have to look at this monthly, in fact, weekly.
Well, two years ago, Madam Chair, as I recall, there were two budgets that went to the PNB from WBAI, and the PNB, in fact, voted on which budget it would approve.
Okay.
I remember that one, but I had to present both of those budgets. But anyway, I think that nonetheless, I think the intent is clear. That management presents to the LSB, and the LSB does not generate budget.
Right. I have it here. Oh, I got to do something here. Okay. So. And also, I think that we need to include at the bottom what is critical, because, you know, critical can mean different things to different people. So I think that we're going to have to list the things that Lonnie has said in terms of what's critical in terms of the paying for September's expenses in the month of October, postponing the rent, central services in arrears by 75 to 80, legal in arrears by 90K. So I think that we're going to have to actually list those as part of the motion.
Secretary Privilege?
Sure. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. I missed most of what Brian offered because I was busy sending you the motion as I had it. But I incorporated what I thought I heard into this new version, and so you can tell me how wrong I am.
Okay, go ahead.
The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBAI Local Station Board regarding its FY08 budget. The committee finds the financial situation at WBAI is critical and recommends that the WBAI station management identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $125,000 for the year in revised budget by September 15, 2007, for submission with or without Local Station Board approval. The committee further finds that the finances of WBAI are such that the station must develop a recovery plan targets for submission to the Pacific National Board in September.
And instead of station, WBAI management.
Yeah.
Okay. That WBAI management must develop recovery plan targets. Okay.
Yeah. And then what?
I would like the motion to be clear that our intent is for management to bring this to the LSB for review one more time, but that should the LSB fail to act within the parameters we've set forth, we expect to move ahead with whatever management's proposed at the national level.
Okay, let me work on that.
Because that with or without language makes it sound like we've sidelined the LSB. I don't think
yeah.
we want to do that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, too.
Is the September 15th deadline for the LSB then?
Oh, it
the
would
management
be September,
submitted to the LSB?
No, September
6th. It's on the 5th.
September,
okay.
So September 5th is their LSB meeting.
Okay. Our
meeting September 13th is our NFC meeting.
Okay. And what was your language again regarding what's to happen if the LSB doesn't approve?
all that in will be presented.
That management submitted Sponge directly to the National Finance Committee in the event the LSB fails to take action within the parameters the committee has set forth.
So when is the October fund drive? What are the dates?
At KPFA or BAI?
No, at BAI.
Hold on. Let me see if I can call somebody and find out. Hold on.
Okay. So I'm just typing the critical factors here that Lonnie had already gone over.
Okay. Here's the sentence that I was working on. In the event that the WBAI LSB fails to approve a budget within the parameters set forth herein, the management of that station is invited to submit their budget for PMB Finance Committee review. By September, on or before September 15th?
On or before September 13th.
September 13th.
We
probably should say before September 13th because...
before.
Or I think that, you know, I think that we can actually have both budgets submitted, you know, if they differ at that point.
Madam Chair, I'd rather not have two budgets again. It was confusing last time.
Well,
amen.
Okay, but the whole point is that then, I mean, and then a motion is put forth in terms of the budget to approve. I mean, in terms of, you know, we want to see if the LSB does not support the budget as we believe it to be already developed or generated by management or by management. So in fact, we at KPFA at one time, we did a sustainable budget and another budget, but, you know, the budget that went forth for approval was not the sustainable budget. But, I do want to acknowledge again the work of the LSB, and if their position is a budget, you know, I just would like to, you know, would like to know what the budgets are, and the motion can be made in order to approve the budget. I mean, which budget, whether it's the one that the management we believe that makes that we believe it meets those targets. There, it seemed to based on what Baruti had said, but we'll have to see in terms of what they finally submit. Terry, please.
In the event that the WBAI LSB fails to approve a budget within the parameters set forth herein, the management of that station and the local station board are invited to submit their separate budgets for PMB Finance Committee review before September 13, 2007.
I would not consider that a friendly amendment. I would oppose it.
Okay.
I think that LSB will submit a deficit budget. We'll have faced with the same situation.
Brian? You know, the LSB is always welcome to send us whatever they want. We don't need to make that part of this motion. I think we need to make it explicit that we expect the management to send us their budget. If we don't get something with $125,000 surplus and reasonable fundraising expectations from the BAI LSB.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I would draw that little amendment.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Great.
So again, but Baruti, you're the LSB is invited to still send their budget. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I think we need to, I think we need to somehow tack on the critical nature. I mean, that is impacting the I'll send this to you, Tara. That's impacting the AI. And one was the legal expenses that are in arrears by 90K. Central services are in arrears by 75 to 80K. September monthly expenses of approximately 280K must be paid out of the October fund drive. Major expenses are pushed out to October. And the most critical one is that the December payroll will not be met with the current Lonnie, is there an issue with including those what is critical?
Well, there are pros and cons, Madam Chair. If you include it, people will quibble with them. You know, they'll quibble with one of them and discredit the entire motion because they quibble with one of the critical items we may note, we may
Sure.
include. I would just say just choose one or two that are, you know, utterly clear.
Okay, well, which ones are those? Okay.
I think that the statement of fact about arrears on community, on the central services, and arrears on legal debt, and which will result in possible inability to meet December payroll is a strong statement in itself with those three factors.
Okay.
Well, you did say my name.
Oh, yes, I did. Terry, I did. Lonnie was finishing up. Please.
Well, we could include all of that without letting them nitpick by inserting the PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBAI local station board regarding its FYO budget in the context of current and projected income, debt, expenses, and cash flow.
Yeah, I think management can make
General?
It clear, and Baruti certainly can. So, and I'll be there to help if need be. So I just hate to have it nitpicked.
In terms of knowing what's critical?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably do a little spreadsheet and show them when they run out of money. That's what the cash flow statement will do. It'll show them precisely where that will occur. They'll not be able to make their obligation.
So does the committee like my insertion?
Can you do it again? And Lonnie's last statement, not being able to meet obligations, or what was your insertion in there?
My insertion was in the context of current projected income, debt, expenses, and cash flow.
What
I
about
don't have
any,
anything about
not
obligations.
Being able to meet obligations? Can that go in there? Lonnie?
Yeah.
It, after the committee finds that the financial situation at WBI is critical, we could have.
Go ahead.
Because, it's, you know, related to obligations.
Oh, cash flow projections demonstrate that WBI would not be able to meet its financial obligations.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay, we want to do it one more time?
I'm still typing.
Well, I'll just stop typing myself.
Thanks, Terry, by the way.
You're welcome.
Okay, good.
Okay. The PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBI Local Station Board regarding its FY08 budget in the context of current and projected income, debt, expenses, and cash flow. The committee finds that the financial situation at WBAI is critical because cash flow projections demonstrate that WBA or that the station will not be able to meet its obligations.
Okay.
The committee recommends that the WBAI station management identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $125,000 for the year, or, for the next fiscal year.
Yeah. Fiscal year 2008.
Okay, for FY08. In a revised budget for submission to the WBAI LSB by September 5th, 2007. In the event that the WBAI LSB fails to approve a budget within the parameters set forth herein, maybe we can say within these parameters.
Yeah.
These parameters. The management of that station is invited to submit its budget for PMB Finance Committee review before September 13, 2007. The committee further finds that the finances of WBAI are such that WBAI management must develop a recovery plan targets for submission to the Pacific National Board in September.
All right. Further discussion? Changes?
Well, Booty? Yeah, the part about inviting. Did I miss a sentence there? Because I thought we were saying that if the LSB didn't approve management's budget, was that stated? Did I miss that? That if management presents, this is not the exact wording, but the gist of it was that if management presented the budget with the appropriate amount of surplus and it wasn't passed by the LSB, they were invited to submit their budget directly to the NFC. Is that?
Yeah.
Management would be invited.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What did you say, Lonnie?
Management will be invited to submit directly.
Yeah, management will be invited. But I didn't hear the if part in it. Was the if part stated in there?
In the event.
Oh, in the event. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The management is invited in the event.
I would say instructed.
Zach? Brian?
I don't think it's an invitation. There needs to be a spending plan for BAI. And management is people who get paychecks to be on top of this stuff. I would say in that event, they're instructed to submit it to the NFC.
Except we don't have authority to do that as a committee, I don't think.
Then should. Use the word should.
Okay.
Okay, that's yeah.
That's good. That works.
All right. So I think, do we want to read it one more time?
Do we want to correct?
Invite directed.
Submit its budget for PMB Finance Committee review. Do we want to put submit its budget directly to the PMB Finance Committee for its review? Or
yes.
Submitting?
Yeah.
Yes. That's perfect.
Directly to the PMB Finance Committee. Do they know how to do that? I guess through the chair, probably. Submit its budget directly to the PMB Finance Committee for its review before September
13th, 2000. No, through the CFO, they'd
go. Yeah, because Lonnie will be working with
them. Oh, okay. Directly to the CFO for PMB Finance Committee review?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might as well keep me in the loop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you want to rereading the whole thing?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. The PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the request of the WBAI Local Station Board regarding its FY08 budget in the context of current and projected income, debt, expenses, and cash flow. The committee finds that the financial situation at WBAI is critical because cash flow projections demonstrate that the station will not be able to meet its obligations. Do we want to put a conditional there?
Financial obligations.
It's financial. I mean, if current trends continue or something like that, or if recover or if remedy is not applied, or I don't know.
No, I think.
Or do we want to put everyone on notice that it's not going to pay its bills?
Well,
I think we have enough. I'm hoping we can move on to K.
Okay, you'll leave it. The committee finds that the financial situation at WBAI is critical because cash flow projections demonstrate that the station will not be able to meet its financial obligations. The committee recommends that the WBAI station management identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $125,000 for the next fiscal year, FY08, in a revised budget for submission to the WBAI LSB by September 5, 2007. In the event that the WBAI LSB fails to approve a budget within these parameters, the management of that station should submit its budget directly to the CFO before September 13, 2007, for PMB Finance Committee review. The committee further finds that the finances of WBAI are such that WBAI management must develop recovery plan targets for submission to the Pacific National Board in September.
Okay. Further discussion? Changes? Baruti, is that okay? Baruti, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I put it on. I unmuted the phone.
Okay.
I understand this, the committee's sentiment, and I, you know, it's not unexpected that the budget would be sent back for revision, at least on my part. It's not unexpected, but I just think it's going to be difficult for them to come up with, because basically we're talking about an additional $200,000 of additional savings, because right now we're at a deficit of 76. So I think that's really, I mean, it could be there. But I don't know if there's really that much there. But I mean, they'll have. We, and I won't say they. We'll have to do the best that we can. Management working with the LSB, because, you know, I think they're going to need support from the local finance committee and the LSB to make this happen. So we'll have to do the best that we can. But I think they're going to be hard pressed to come up with an additional $200,000. But if that's the committee's sentiment, then we got to just do work. Start from there.
Okay. All right. All right, so we're ready to vote. Okay. Do I hear any objections to this motion?
No, but I'm going to abstain, so I don't know if we need to go through the roll call.
Should we?
Any other objections over than that one? We'll save time.
I can note for the record that Bediako abstains.
Yes. Okay. Any other? Okay, so moved. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the work of this committee in terms of the attention on that, and that I certainly feel that this perhaps will get us to move forward, at least on part of it. So we should move to K.
Lonnie? Yes, you could, Madam Chair.
Please.
Can I just ask one thing, Terry? Can you send me the motion so I can circulate it?
Or you can just send it to all of us. That would be
great. Oh, all of us, yeah. All right, thank you.
For the list.
Great. Are we ready for K?
Jerry, are we ready for K?
Sure.
I don't know, Terry, do you want to proceed? I think you and I are on the same page on this one.
Yeah, I already said my piece.
Okay, I'll add my piece. I think that this is a budget that, upon review, needs some additional work. And the areas that I think that we should remand management at this point include an estimate of what legal expenses might be on the coming fiscal. A new factor has emerged in as much as there's an approved item around the departure of Eva Georgia, where expenses might accrue to that station, and those have to be taken into consideration in the budget. They were not when the budget was done. There is the implications of the HD grant, and that, of course, has to be added to the budget, or at least some decisions made around how to handle it, because that means additional revenue has to be raised. The capital planning at the station, both for some of the fiscal needs in terms of the repairs to that building, what may need to be looked at. I'm not sure if all of the capital improvements and the capital repairs are done, or if all of the equipment needs are done. I know that as originally submitted, there was over $100,000 in capital, which was not affordable. And so maybe that needs another look to see how it could be affordable. And Terry, I had one other question. Is that the $24,000 or $60,000 related to the programs? Was that in that budget on the final? Was it at 24? Was that the final number that was used in the budget, or was it in there or not?
24 for what?
There was a bunch of money thrown in into a line item that I believe was taken out in the final submission.
Was taken out?
It's that line item is like at 20 rather than 60.
Okay.
Because the GM explained that much of what we put in there was already in the budget elsewhere.
Yeah. So anyway, the potential financial implication is that legal, we don't know, and I wouldn't quote a number, but I think that if we need to have an estimate from our attorney on what the cost of litigation might be. We need an estimate, and we did work it out, I think, in some committee. I'm forgetting which committee. Maybe it was this committee, that the implications on the general manager may range to a number that we have discussed in executive session. And folks in that executive session know what that number is. The grant number is 80,000, that's 66,000 minimum that would have to be raised. So added all together, those numbers are considerable and have a real impact on the budget as presented.
Brian here.
Are you through, Lonnie?
Yes.
Brian?
I have some questions that I'm hoping Terry or Lonnie can answer about the budgeting assumptions in the income section. First is listener support. You're showing a $220,000 increase. As far as I can recollect, KPFK extended all its fund drives this year, taking 18 days to hit its $1 million goals. And I remember 2 years ago it was doing those goals in 14 days. I'm wondering if there's any concern that you're hitting a point of diminishing return and if it's actually prudent to budget increased on-air revenues or if that's off-air listener support or something. Second question is major gifts. Looks like you have a solid upward trend there, but it is projecting an additional $50,000. Third question, there's a huge jump in community events from 50,000 in this year's actuals to 124.5 next year. And the final is that you're showing a $360,000 increase in grant income. Oh, that looks like that line just got shifted. That looks like your CPP grant on the wrong line. So scratch that one. But the others, any thoughts? I mean, my concern is not just that there are unbudgeted expenses, but there may be optimistic revenue assumptions here.
Yeah. The increase in listener income was based on a fourth fund drive. That would
That's
be
your capital cross.
The ADA compliance fund drive, mostly to install an elevator, and that may be more income than it would cost. So it may not just be a straight wash in pulling out that drive and not installing the elevator. If we don't have the drive, we may. And don't install the elevator, we may also lose money on the bottom line. As to the event income, there are specific plans that justify that increase. A major concert with at the Ford Theater. The artists have not been identified yet. I mean, we have a relationship with the theater, but the GM transition could impact our ability to go ahead with that. Although our development director has been very much involved and might be able to carry it through.
And Terry, are you satisfied that the expenses for those additional events have been adequately budgeted as
yes.
well?
Yes, our business manager is very careful on that.
Okay.
I believe the major donor is a practical projection of our car donation program, which has been very successful and constantly increasing. If the overall economic situation in the area changes so that people are holding on to their cars longer, then that would impact the projection. Did I answer your question?
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure that major donor is car donation.
No, and that looks like a solid trend. It was 52 years ago, 83 last year, projected at 145 this year.
Yeah, we did ask these questions in committee.
So the only thing that would make me nervous of all of them then is budgeting that much revenue from a fund drive the station doesn't have experience doing yet.
Your voice is breaking up.
Sorry. The only thing that would concern me is the magnitude of the increased listener support from adding that fourth fund drive. There are diminishing returns from increasing fundraising.
We might address that by not allowing KPFK to spend its projection on capital expenses until it has raised those funds.
Well, one thing you might do is budget the capital as a contingent expense and the fund drive as contingent income.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep them out of your regular operating budget so that income from that fund drive doesn't get commingled with other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I think for political reasons we had to include it in the budget.
Do you have, let me just ask quickly, Terry, do you have the detail sheet that shows how much per fund drive and how the HABA funds flow in?
I'm sure I do.
Can you just send what the fund drive totals are?
Okay.
I mean, the other thing is that, you know, we have sheets that show, you know, the forecast for the fund drive and then the forecast for prior fund drives so that you can see what the increase is per fund drive.
We have a very detailed justification for our budget, including a list of assumptions and spreadsheets to support.
Can you send that to all of us who would like to receive it? Because I certainly would.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Who was next?
Well, one thing that has not been mentioned is whatever ADA costs over and above that elevator, that would be something that may impact other stations as well. It is not necessarily in these budgets. And as far as I'm aware, aside from Kay, looking at the elevator situation, there are no funds specifically set aside for ADA improvements in these budgets.
We have some ADA capital set aside.
You know how much?
No, it's spread among different lines. Some of it's for accessible workstations. Some of it's for relatively minor work on our entrances.
Okay.
You should talk with Lois if you're curious, though. She's been working off your ADA auditor's report.
Yeah, that would be good to know. Okay.
They're doing some structural work to the building, so they've been deferring some improvements because they might be undone in the course of doing other work and have to be done twice.
Yeah, I did hate to take us up, but was there any specifics around the foundation issue in terms of budgeting?
You should get the details from Lois on that. I think we've got the engineer's reports in, and the foundation's not going to need serious work. They are tearing up one wall, and there's an outside possibility that they'll find out that the building structure itself needs some work when they've got that wall open. But it's looking like the capital is going to be in the minor range. And she's budgeted for it.
Okay, Kay.
Okay, go ahead, Lonnie, because I have a question also.
Well, no question. I just think that we should have a motion for remanding the budget to Kay for review of these potential expense items and have the budget be resubmitted.
Okay, I have a, before we do that, I just have a question. on all of the, like the HD grant and the HD, well, the HD grants and HD radio, and we talked about, you know, there is a capital plan, if you look at the numbers here, for the building. So I know we've talked about this in finance. So, Lonnie, do we have any plans to really start a capital campaign in order to take care of some of these issues? Because, you know, we're looking at, you know, raising listener support to take care of capital, and those needs should basically be taken care of through a capital campaign. So,
well,
you know,
that's an interesting question. What we are doing is we're testing the idea of a capital campaign, as you know, at WPFW December 15th. So about three or four months from now, we'll have an answer to the question, can you raise money for a capital campaign? In this case, they're looking for money for a building via off-air fundraising. Now, next year, the idea is that each year we would use an event like that as part of a capital campaign. It is not just fundraising in general. The thought is to have it be for high-cost capital campaign needs. So if Kay were the recipient next year, or whoever would be the host, then that would be a way of addressing capital campaign needs in an off-air way and with full participation of other stations that would join in doing some of that work. The other idea that's being tossed around is to have an on-air capital campaign. Where specific needs, such as when Kay needed a transmitter, we went on the air network-wide and raised money for that need. That's not the most favorite suggestion and would only be done as a last resort, but it is being talked about. But, yes, capital needs for this network, obviously, our physical plant is in bad shape. And I can go through the list, but I won't. Why depress us? But there are plans to try to start addressing it. And as I say, we'll know on December 15th how much money can be raised for capital items using the anniversary mechanism where the anniversaries of stations are coming up for the next 5 years. So we're building a template to get it done each year.
And you have presented a sheet on that, a spreadsheet or a sheet showing each one of the anniversaries and as they come up.
Yes, and I think we should definitely do that every year. We're test marketing with W, and it's going fairly well. I mean, we're optimistic. Of course, you never know until we actually get it done. But if it works, we will not have to reinvent that wheel next year, and another station can pick up some of the stuff that we've learned with this one we do this year.
Okay. And I have a question about the community event at the Ford Theater. How is that event actually? What is the purpose and how is that being produced as far as the purpose for the event, Terry?
Is that a question?
Yes.
I missed it.
Oh, the community event at the Ford Theater. Just want to know how that's been produced, or in terms of, you know, what is the purpose of it and exactly.
Yeah, well, it's not all one event. I mean, there's also an Amy Goodman event in there, maybe
okay.
Two. and we have a solid history on what to expect in the way of income and expense on those. The concert event that is proposed is more of an unknown because we have not done another event of that type at this venue.
Mm-hmm.
The GM was confident and convincing as to what we could do, and the detail supporting the projection is good as to the number of people we can expect, how much we expect them to pay, how many individuals, how many couples.
Okay, I just want to know if you had how you were presenting this and what the purpose of it is, because I was thinking in terms of a capital campaign and exactly how you would present the concert.
You mean the promotion of the event?
Yes.
Yeah, it would probably be a come have a good time and support a good cause type of promotion rather than
not specific
anything for a specific purpose.
Okay.
You know, proceeds to benefit KPFK listener sponsored radio.
Okay.
And the kind of acts we would be looking for would and that are being groomed, I think, are major names that our listenership would come to.
Okay.
But I don't have details.
Okay. All right. Okay, Lonnie, did you want to, any other questions from anyone? Comments?
So what was the proposal, Lonnie?
Well, my motion would be to remand the KPFK budget back to the station and management in order that any adjustments to the budget presented should include consideration of any legal expenses that are foreseeable, any expenses connected with the departure of the general manager, and any expenses that should be included in connection with the ADA requirements that we're facing, and any expenses and revenue that may be that are related to the new grant to the station from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So,
Harry, how does that jive with your meeting schedule?
What's that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Brian. What did you say?
The KPFK LSB meeting schedule.
We meet on the 5th.
September the 5th.
So would it be the same as BAI to have management submit a revised budget at the 5th?
Yeah.
I was, before Lonnie spoke, I was trying to adapt the BAI motion to KPFK.
Yeah, I think that's how I had the same idea.
Yeah.
ADA is capital, not, you know, just in terms of the language, it's capital versus expense. Because that's
So as far as I got was the PMB Finance Committee has reviewed the budget approved by the KPFK local station board in the context of current and projected income, potential expenses, and cash flow. The committee finds that the financial situation at KPFK is potentially serious because certain major expenses are not reflected in the budget, specifically legal contingency, GM transition, and CPBHD grant matching. The committee recommends that KPFK management identify additional savings, and that's as far as I got in the adaptation, because I had to go and find and open up the spreadsheet in order to identify where we have funds for ADA compliance, because I'm sure it's there.
Let's see. I have
a look.
It should be in your cash. So I don't.
It's not identified.
No.
I don't believe.
No, if you had a capital detail sheet, it would be in there.
It should be, yeah, it should be in your cash and capital budget. So
yeah, it should.
Okay, I don't see anything. I said capital improvements.
Yeah.
That's up to 100K.
I think that's, well, I don't know.
It's kind of upgrade.
Oh, well, it,
this is the whole capital budget which got cut.
Well, actually, they have capital improvements. Yeah, it's a, well, the budget I see is 100, and then at the bottom, there's a cash expense of 70.
Well, first of all, does this one include the fourth fund drive? It must, right?
What is the revenue?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. Well, then it should include.
Yeah, the revenue, the listener support is up by 224K.
Yeah, and you got a fourth drive of $350,000.
350, okay.
Yeah, summer drive.
So, but again, that the change from, okay, the total income change that on this one is 364. The total is $4 million. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's because of expenses and fulfillment rate issues.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, we have 100,000 capital improvements, and we have 70,000 capital expense.
So, we're not sure what that refers to.
Yeah, that's something that should be sort of fleshed out.
I think we have antenna expenses, too, that are major. That
if you had a $160,000 transmitter in there, it gets really exciting.
Yeah.
What did you say? What did you say, Lonnie? 160 transmitter?
Yeah, the total cost of that transmitter is about $150,000-$160,000, and they're giving us 80, so we're having to raise the difference.
Oh, are you talking about the
HD? Yeah, that would be a significant change in this budget.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's clearly not enough there, because we also need to. I don't know if we can use part of the CBP grant on this, but we also need to upgrade our main antenna to an additional bay and resurface the old antenna as a backup.
Any idea, any cost on that one? Sir?
Yeah, not offhand, but we have an estimate. And it's in the, it's in the five figures.
Ouch.
I think that is covered by the CPB grant. You need a new antenna to do HD broadcasting.
I memoed the GM on it. I'll go back and make sure that the engineer got my memo. So I missed Lonnie's motion, and you heard how I was starting. We both identified pretty much the same things that are missing from the budget that have to be put in. Nobody has identified how much we've got to change the budget, although management and the CFO will be talking, and that'll become clear. So it doesn't actually have to be in this motion.
Right. So do we want to make a comment about reserve in terms of having accumulating a half month each month?
Yeah, I think that was the most that K's budget can't do much more than half a month. In any event, we should have the same language that be replenished to a full month over 2 years.
Okay.
Okay. The committee recommends that KPFK include estimate for expected expenses and identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of, how about that?
Yeah, and a half month for you.
Minute.
$160,000.
Include these newly, please.
Well, actually, Lonnie, their half month's going to go up if they add in a large budget for legal and capital.
Yeah, it's true. The target will go up. But right now.
So a half month for us is about $150,000, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like $160,000, but yes, around that neighborhood. And of course,
you want $160,000?
Item in there.
We want a net surplus of $160,000.
Yeah, I think that's just a working number, but yeah.
And a revised budget for submission to the. To the KPFK LSB by September 5th, 2007. Do you want to let's be fair and give the same thing to KPFK that we did to WBAI. In the event that the KPFK LSB fails to approve a budget within these parameters, the management of that station submits its budget directly to the CFO before September 13th for Finance Committee review. The committee further finds. Well, we don't have to do a recovery plan yet at KCFK.
There will be no recovery plan. There won't be a need for one.
Yeah. So, should I reread what I have and see if Lonnie wants to change it? The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the budget approved by the KPFK Local Station Board in the context of current and projected income, potential expenses, and cash flow. The committee finds that the financial situation at KPFK is potentially serious because certain major expenses are not reflected in its budget. Specifically, legal contingency, GM transition, and CPB HD grant matching. The committee recommends that KPFK station management include these expenses and identify additional savings that would achieve a net surplus of $160,000 for the next fiscal year, FY08, in a revised budget for submission to the KPFK LSB by September 5, 2007. In the event that the KPFK LSB fails to approve a budget within these parameters, the management of that station should submit its budget directly to the CFO before September 13, 2007 for PMB Finance